This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Jones woke up with an agenda. What was the motivation for it? Was it just a reminder that I am he? We do things our way. Was it stubbornness? Is it smart negotiating? Is it common negotiating?
What's your point?
From the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, on 105.3 The Fan. In case you did not know, the official home of the Dallas Cowboys.
No way.
Reports came out yesterday that they made Micah the offer to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, and that the Cowboys and Micah had agreed to the framework of an extension. Jerry confirmed and said most of the issues we are in agreement on. Well, somehow, some way, along with that, and RJ Choppy, I'm going to give you early credit for knowing this.
Well,
because you told us yesterday morning in a commercial break, the agent had been cut out of the talks. The agent is David Mulugeta. A quick reminder on who that is, Bobby.
He is everything that you thought Scott Boras and Drew Rosenhaus and all of them were when we were growing up, and just a total bulldog of an agent, the number one best negotiator probably in the entire sports world right now. He consistently just destroys teams in negotiations every single time.
So the obvious question to Jerry is, why haven't you talked to the representative to get the deal done?
You know, it's, I'm the one who has to sign the check, and Michael's the one that has to agree to it. So that's the straightest way to get there is the one writing the check and the one agreeing to it talking. And that's the principle that's involved here. And I understand all the other issues, but as you know, it's not uncommon for me to negotiate directly with players.
And then Jerry said, look, it happened with Emmett. It happened with Deion. It's happened in the past. This is not uncommon. It gives the appearance that you're trying to get one over. This is my perspective. It gives the appearance you're trying to get one over on the player by not having the agent add things that you don't want to include in the deal.
So my impression is the same. That I don't want to say that Jerry resents agents, but it's like, you know, his negotiating style could be like an appeal to the emotional side of the player. Whereas the agents don't, they're just very
business,
very numbers. Like they're not emotionally invested in this. They're monetarily invested. The players can be emotionally invested in playing here. Whereas the agents are looking at it from a completely different perspective. And you know, Jerry's negotiating tactics, the, you know, kind of the tit for tat thing is, it's just not in play when it comes to agents, and that's, I think, a part of the issue.
Yeah, I think also, basically, guys like Mulugeta will ask somebody like Mike, what do you want? What do you want? You tell me what you want. All right, I want to be in Dallas. Okay, you want to be in Dallas. Now let me get you to Dallas, and I will make sure you get the most money. But, all right, I will keep the priority. You want to be here in Dallas, but now it's my time to do my job, and I'm going to take it. And that's why guys hire him. That's why he's leaned on by people. It's just like, okay, handle it. When we played the audio yesterday of Todd France talking about how Dak essentially says that there reaches a point where he goes, I don't want anything to do with it. Like, I'm going to be working. I'm not going to be paying attention. You take it. You have free reign to get whatever you need to get and whatever you need to do, handle it. And that's how I think David approaches things pretty frequently. And so he's going to go in there and just say, all right, I'm taking him for everything.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's what my job is.
And where Jerry loses is like Jerry would, I honestly think Jerry would have signed him yesterday if it was just Jerry and Micah. But now that it's like, okay, well, now we're not appealing to the emotional. We're going to go with the agent. All right, you know what? I'm still going to sign you, but now I'm going to make you wait just because you're making me do this with an agent.
Here's the amazingly, in my opinion, intentionally disrespectful clip from Jerry Jones on the agent.
The agent is not a factor here or something to worry about. And I don't know his name. And so my point is that I'm not trying to demean you in any way, but this isn't about an agent. The agent doesn't have one thing to do with what we're doing when we get on a football field against a team. Micah does, to the degree I'm involved, I do. The people that have something to do with what we do going forward relative to our fans and football are me and the player, not the agent. And I'm not demeaning the agent. I'm just saying anybody can do this, and that's talked directly to a player.
I love how Jerry slid himself in there, too, of importance of on-the-field factors.
To an extent.
Micah matters on the field. To an extent, I matter on the field as well. I don't even know his name. That had to be intentional. My theory is, this is my theory, and I'm not trying to pat the station on the back at all. Jerry has heard about David Mulugeta. Oh, my God, the big bad agent. David
Mulugeta. I don't know his name.
He just reset the secondary market. He's going to take the Cowboys. He's going to fleece them. He's going to work Jerry and Steven over. Wait till you see the bludgeoning that takes place in what's left in Frisco. That's my theory of Jerry hearing all that and saying, okay, here's a little reminder. I'm going to wake up and remind people I'm Jerry freaking Jones, and this is a guy that NFL fans can't name.
This is the equivalent of if, on their terms, in their world, their football world, this is the equivalent of if Dak before last year's game would have said, yeah, the 95 pass rusher, for Cleveland. And then they go, I don't know his name, to be honest. You guys say he's Miles, I guess?
Aggie?
That guy. Hellman tweeted it last night. He's like, if you kind of follow the sport of football, this is one of the three agents or so that you know his name.
Does Mulugeta have any other Cowboys?
He has Malik Hooker. I'm trying to think who else. Damone Clark is his. But I think those are the only two he has right now.
And look, we should leave open the possibility that Jerry doesn't know his name.
There's a very real possibility. I don't think Jerry is just trying to
be disrespectful.
But
Jerry many times forgets the name of his roster.
Letty Williams.
I know he knows who this is. I know there are certain times where I go like, yeah, he doesn't know. I know he knows.
He knows. He might forget whose agent is whose. If he saw him, he would probably know him.
I'm telling you that they have to deal with that group enough with Micah, and they've prepped for this. He may not be able to pronounce Mulugeta, but he knows David is Micah's agent. He does know that.
Edward, a reaction. It's not respectful to claim you don't know the name of the agent for one of your most prominent players, and it reflects poorly on his own status as GM, if that is true. And then Hellman said that. For an NFL GM to say he doesn't know who reps his best player, especially when you're talking about one of the sport's power brokers, is wild. Even if it's just posturing, which is totally possible, still absolutely bonkers. So the most important question, once you cut all the fat and boil it down to what matters, is will this matter? Why did Jerry do it? That's fun. That's tabloidy. Will David Mulugeta say, oh, you know what? Because from a professional,
no name tax,
ethical, exactly. Yeah. Will there be a no name tax?
Put a name tariff on
a name tariff.
This was going to happen.
That's the real question. Like, will any of this end up mattering?
Unless Jerry just told on himself too. If he just told on himself that he actually doesn't do any of the negotiations.
Well, I mean, so
well, Jerry also he tried to say this nicely, but he was like, a lot of people will tell you, like, you'd rather negotiate with Steven than me. You'd rather talk to anyone else in this building rather than negotiate with me.
Well, and typically a lot of the time you are, and Jory had reported this yesterday, Jory Epstein with Yahoo, that he has spoken, David has spoken to Adam Pacifica. A lot of times, even on big deals, he's the salary cap manager for the Cowboys. A lot of times you are dealing with, negotiating with Todd Williams. I can't remember his specific title. I think it's director of football operations. But you're dealing with Todd Williams and Adam Pacifica on these negotiations, because it's more, the way it works is essentially Jerry and Steven say, here's your budget, go get it done. And then they'll come back and go, hey, we got to go up. This is maxed out. This is, and they, okay, you're free to go up. So a lot of times they're not doing the direct negotiating. They may be involved in conversations, but the nitty gritty work out the contract details are a lot of times those two.
Jory also said multiple sources confirmed to me Micah asked Jerry and Steven to call the agent. The Joneses have not made that call. Micah came out and said, just to clarify, my agent, David, is the best, and I will not be doing any deals without him involved. Like anyone with good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There's no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this negotiation. So that's Micah Parsons coming out for his guy.
Yeah, $24 million was the highest salary in the NFL for a corner when we entered this offseason.
$24 million.
Wow. And then he got J.C. Horn 25, which was like, how did J.C. Horn get that? And so then naturally you go, all right, the next corner is going to be 25-1, 25.5. No, the next corner, which was David's, was Derek Stingley, and he got 30, which is a unreal jump of the market that we've not seen at any other position. We've not seen another position all of a sudden reset to that level
before. I also think Jerry wanted to flex. Additionally, he had an agenda. He wanted to disrespect the agent. And he wanted to, again, attack the notion from us and every other Cowboy fan that you need to get this done sooner rather than later.
We are there. I don't view it as urgent at all. And, some say, using the basis that the earlier you get something done, the cheaper. Well, the earlier you get something done, a lot of times the more mistakes you make. And you might want to see a few more cards play. Not just with that particular negotiation, but with the whole team. And I'd rather pay more and get it right.
That right there is the most confusing part of the Jerry Jones media session yesterday in Florida. It was not, why did he disrespect the agent? Does he know the agent's name? What are the other cards? And what the hell does he mean? I'd rather pay more and get it right. What else are you trying to be right about? I saw you already with your body language agree.
If he's saying the other cards, if he's talking about I don't know if I want to blow this team up or not, after this, I have no idea. But what do you mean by getting it right? Like, it's not like Micah is some unknown commodity.
Yeah.
He's not a quarterback that you're not really sure about.
Yes.
This is like one of the premier pass rushers in the NFL.
He's your best player.
Yeah, the Browns knew what Myles Garrett was, and the Niners knew what Nick Bosa was, and the Steelers knew what TJ Watt was.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Like, you know what Micah Parsons is.
What does that mean, Bobby?
I don't know. I mean, to be completely honest, getting it right to me is, like, I don't understand why paying more is getting it right.
Like what would you be waiting on? What's the last thing for you to confirm? Nick Harris suggested maybe he's talking about Micah's leadership. What, is it him showing up to the program? Is it him showing up to the voluntary? That's the only thing I can think of.
I think it's just it's not a real talk about. I think it's a negotiating. It's a public negotiation of, like, you still have something to prove. It's the rhetoric version of trading for Trey Lance and thinking that gives you leverage. Like, when you're talking about, well, Micah still has stuff to prove. What? Like, that's not going to create you leverage by just some pretend thing you still have to figure out.
So now the question will be, will David Mulligetta be vengeful or just professional and say, all right, Micah, that's the deal you want done. I didn't have to be as involved as I normally am. Let's sign off on it. Or does he sharpen his axe behind the scenes and say, no. Let me twist this in them after Jerry did that.
See, that's the thing I think is the risk, is that you are opening the door to, you've unnecessarily made this bitter, potentially. I somebody tweeted at me yesterday, Carlo, a listener, and he had said, because I said the Cowboys might be playing with fire here. And he said, what fire? He's only going to take the highest contract ever. That's not a secret. Yes, but there's a difference between 40.2 a year and 45, which I just don't know why you would poke it at the negotiator, the one of the best negotiators in professional sports, and try to potentially have him go, all right, I'm going for 45 now, and you guys are going to pay it.
An all-time legend passes away overnight. What was his top movie and performance ever? And are you going to be nice and soft and give up that seat on the airplane for that family of three? That's next with Sean and RJ, Hump Day Edition, right here on The Fan.